and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back to the show. Of course, I'm your host, Mike David. And joining me today, please welcome my guest, Karina Cromer. Karina, how are you today?
I'm doing fabulous, Mike. Thanks for having me here on the show. It's week 3 out of 5, and I'm super excited to dive in.
Awesome. We're glad to have you back for sure. And Karina, as always, why don't you start with first putting out your contact info or whatever is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for after the show?
Certainly. You can definitely go on my website, www.healthawarenesscoach.com. And also, I am on Facebook. You can find me under Karina Cromer and Inspired Health Energy Medicine. And for all of those of you listening today on the show, I did want to say that I have a special offer that has a very deep discount as far as the coaching session goes, so feel free to check that out during the show or after. And you can also reach me by email at karina@healthawarenesscoach.com.
Excellent, excellent. And again, Karina, we're glad to have you on. We're excited to get some more information and insight from you. But for those out there who are maybe first time tuning into your show or just may not be as familiar, if you don't mind, just going over what it is you do exactly and just a little bit about yourself.
Certainly, Mike. So I have been in this business for over 20 years now. I teach coaching and educational classes about how to have the best life possible. Tapping into joy in your life and moving away from surviving and into thriving. And it's a combination of life coaching, Mediterranean lifestyle coaching, and energy medicine. And my clients are all over the world. We can do this over the phone or over Zoom and other social media stuff like that. But it is phenomenal, the change that it brings into people's lives. And I primarily work with women that are ready to really step into that change and tap into that unused potential.
Excellent, excellent. Now, of course, you work with people for many different reasons, and it seems that a lot of people are struggling with all types of things, with, of course, career, the relationships, and just getting to their goals in general. I think a lot of people have a lot of anxiety and stress around, and a lot of the times, what we're looking to pursue is, of course, to be happy and to be more joyful in that regard. So I wanted to ask you, is this something that you see, with your clients? You see this type of trend go on, the people are maybe having a hard time searching for joy?
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree with you. I mean, this is a trend in our world today, and it's so busy. We have these 9-to-5s and even, sometimes we like our job and sometimes we don't, but it is a four-letter word very often, and that's not a good thing. And stress has a way of stopping us from actually reaching our full potential and finding joy in our lives, because when we're stressed, we're actually increasingly releasing stress hormones into our bodies. And instead of feeling well, we feel worse and worse. We end up with lack of sleep or quality sleep. Like you said, you have anxiety and depression that come into the picture, a lack of direction very often, or a lack of even wanting to do anything to feel better. So all of that is very much a culmination of the effect of living in today's society that is so, so busy. There's not only work, but there's also social media, and that takes up a lot of our time. And so my goal is to help people actually get out of that race rat. It is so important and it is so amazing to find yourself into that space where joy is available for you. And I do have quite a few easy ways to get out of that, but everything in life is a habit, right? So we need to replace a habit that we don't want with a habit that we do want. And that takes time. And this is what all these appointments and coaching sessions come into play, because we create a new normal for the body, for the mind, and for the heart, to where we're starting to look for the things that make us feel better and leave behind those habits and things that we were doing in the past that were not serving us. They're not necessary. And with about 70,000 thoughts a day in our brain, if we constantly have the same thoughts, we're really not going to do anything different, right? We don't change anything. We just repeat the day, day after day after day. And nothing really changes in our lives to make us feel better. So I love finding ways and, you know, bringing in tools to recognize that there is a possibility of joy in our lives, and that we have, within the choices that are given to us, we have a lot of potential into creating a life that serves us and that is a lot more joyful.
Gotcha. Yeah, you bring up so many great points there. Now, you know, people that are experiencing lack of joy and they are experiencing this anxiety and stress that is going on in their lives, where do you think it's mostly coming from? Do you think it's because we're not able to manage all the different aspects of our lives? Do you think maybe it's because of the perspective we have on life? What would you say?
You know, that is a great question, and for a big part, I have to say it's different for every person. It depends on their upbringing. It depends on what, you know, culture they bring with us and what ideas. But it also really, a big part of it is our busyness in life. We're constantly running from one thing to the next. Some of us might even have two jobs, make ends meet. And that creates a situation of constant stress and desperation almost, because we don't feel like we're getting anywhere. We're not catching up no matter what we do. So social media for a lot of people is an outlet, because when they have, you know, some time to sit back and relax, they think, oh, I'll just get on my social media. But there is something interesting that happens there with our body, from Wi-Fi emissions and from the screen regulation, the light that comes out of the screen, and it affects us in our inner body, actually, in the chemicals that the body produces, that is actually has a negative effect instead of a positive effect. And I don't know if you've noticed, but you see a lot of people walking even on the street with a phone in their hand constantly, right? Some people even drive with a phone in their hand. So it has become such an important part of our lives, and it does not serve us, unfortunately, because chemically speaking, it does not allow for us to produce those good chemicals that help us get in a better space and feel better. So in combination with doom and gloom thoughts, for example, and maybe a situation in life that we've been in a very long time and we can't seem to get out of, perhaps cultural influences. I mean, it is different for everybody. But all of these things put together do not help, because we are not taught, even from a young age, to have quiet time. We are not taught to take a moment and take a full breath. Instead, we're rushing through with half breath throughout the day. So we're not bringing in precious oxygen. The body needs to rejuvenate itself and to renew itself. We are doing it a disservice in so many ways, including the ways that we eat. We eat in a rushed way. We don't sit down to have a good meal, whether as a family or even by ourselves, and just enjoy the taste of what we're having and allow for digestion to be at its perfect place and do what it needs to do. All that rushing in life creates more and more stress hormones and creates a dis-ease in the body and a dis-ease in emotions that is very difficult to deal with from day to day. We don't have a breather. We feel like we even have a moment where we sit back and we say, okay, now I'm going to really sit back and relax. We forgot what it means to do that, right? So while it is different for everybody, and this is why the services that I offer are very much catered to the person that I'm working with specifically, there are certain generic things that we can all do to get in a better place. And I believe in last week when we were on the show, I talked about taking 10 minutes, 10 minutes to take some full breath, 10 minutes to just leave everything on the side and sit down and relax, 10 minutes to maybe even take a walk, clear your head, anything for you to feel better, because we are important. and we don't pay attention enough to ourselves. And we can feel so much better by doing just a few things that will set us in the right direction. So a few of those things would be, you know, affirmations, maybe even creating a vision board, having a focused intention, paying attention to our thoughts and where those guide us. We have control over our thoughts. Those are just a few examples of what we can work with on an everyday basis.
Yeah, you raise a lot of great points for sure, and there's a lot of things that we can definitely look at. Now, Karina, I do have more questions for you, but we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll get more information with Karina Cromer. We'll be right back.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMA and theactorstudio.com. That's KDMA and theactorstudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Aloha to all you lovebirds out there. Are you thinking about a destination wedding? Let I Do Hawaiian Weddings help you realize that dream. We specialize in Hawaiian destination weddings. Our unique knowledge of the islands and vast experience with amazing locations will help us create the destination wedding of your dreams. We can help you celebrate your love for each other with a sandy beach wedding, flower lay and bouquet, photography and videography, limousine transportation, hula dancing, ukulele music, and a beautiful dove release. We can even assist you with marriage license and online paperwork. I Do Hawaiian Weddings is all about love. So visit us on the web at idohawaiianweddings.com or call us at 808-330-5555 to realize your dream destination wedding in Hawaii now.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back. Of course, I'm your host, Mike David. Joining me again is Karina Cromer, who is the founder and CEO of Inspired Health Energy Medicine and Coaching. And now, Karina, of course, before the break, we were discussing a little bit more in depth on some of the mindset that people have, you know, in especially in today's age. And unfortunately, a lot of people are lacking joy in their lives, and they're facing anxiety, fear, and a lot of stress on a daily basis for a number of factors. Now, we talked a little bit about how maybe we can start to make that shift into finding more joy in our lives. I wanted to ask you, what are some other ways that people can think about, and where does someone even begin to make that shift in mindset?
Yes, that's a wonderful point. Good question. It all comes from within, and there are many ways to access that. The trouble that we have most of the time is holding that thought and holding that space. It's kind of like, if you think back to when you were younger and you were a child, and what were your dreams back then? As a child, you know, we don't have any worries. We don't think much of what's going on in the outside world. We just kind of know our world and what we want. And we think big, right? We think, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a princess. You know, whatever it is. We don't have any limitations. And as we go through life, it's almost like we are this onion that has now, you know, we're in the middle of our lives, let's say, and we have picked up so many layers. And who we are is deep in the center of that onion. But we have to start peeling off all those layers one by one. Some of them might be painful. Some of them might carry a lot of anxiety and who knows what else. And as we do that, we eventually end up with who we are and remembering what our gifts are and what our excitement about life was and where it is really that we want to be. So, you know, if you're willing, I'd love to do an exercise with you here live. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So let's do this for a minute. I invite you to just close your eyes and just feel the center of your chest. Put your attention there and notice how everything feels. And perhaps even bring that attention to the backside, noticing the back of the heart, the back of the lungs, and seeing if there's a difference between the front and the back that you're feeling, noticing any extra weight that might have accumulated there, like a heaviness. And then bring that up to the shoulders and notice the shoulders and the neck. And then with your next breath in, I invite you to bring that breath deep into the center of the chest. Almost imagine yourself breathing in and out of the very center of your heart and noticing how each breath feels. Is the breath long? Is it short? What are its qualities? Is it warm? Is it unencumbered? Is it an easy breath or is it difficult? And also notice how far in you can go. Because it's very rarely that we go all the way through to the very center. That area is usually a little bit colder and darker because the full breath rarely reaches it. And as you exhale, exhale from that same space, taking your time with it and perhaps even a fuller and longer breath than usual, bring that next breath deep into the center of your chest and exhale from that same space. And from that quiet place, I invite you to ask the question, where do I need to be in life? What am I looking for? And simply listen. Take a couple of breaths here. Just listen. Notice how the body reacts, how it feels. Perhaps there are certain triggers that come up, and they might show up in different areas of the body, sometimes the gut, sometimes the shoulders, lower back. Just simply notice and listen. And then take one more deep breath into the center of the chest, and then release that breath from the same space and come back. And let's say for you, Mike, anything come up? What did you feel? How did that show up for you?
Well, right away, what I can say is just focusing on the breath alone, I can already feel just a little bit more lighter after that, and just kind of a little bit less tension in the shoulders for sure. That is something that it was really interesting, and the question of where I want to be in life, and that is of course a great question to ask. And for myself, I have many goals, so thinking about those goals, I'm motivated by that, and and kind of after that exercise, going forward, I feel a little bit lighter and a little bit more loose, and just kind of looking forward to accomplishing some things.
Wonderful. See, that's exactly it, and that was just a minute. Can you imagine a whole hour session? Places that we can go. I mean, we open up our mind and we relax into that space where we want to be, and all of a sudden we get clarity, we get direction, and we grab that direction and we start going towards us. Because if we have a focus, something that excites us in life or something that used to excite us in life, then we can start walking towards it. And sometimes we'll walk, sometimes we'll run. We'll take our time. Everybody's different in how they do it. But that's exactly it. It's like going towards that joy. And when we focus into those things that excite us in life, then not only does our physiology change and we wear a smile on our face for a longer period of time during the day, because we keep thinking, if let's say you have tickets to go to a concert tonight, right? And all day long, you can't wait because you're just like so excited. You have tickets to go to a concert. Well, this is the same idea. You get so excited because you have dreams, just like you said. You have aspirations. You have something to go towards. And this is so exciting that all of a sudden we step into joy and away from anxiety, depression, and all the fears that have been, stopping us in our lives to do the things that we've always wanted to do. You see how that works?
Yeah. It makes sense for sure. And Karina, did you have any other tips or advice that maybe you can share with our audience? Just some things to think about or for those who are looking to make a shift, just some things that maybe they can focus on?
Yes, absolutely. So being the beginning of the year, this is a great time to set intentions. I would really take a journal or some kind of book, anything, a piece of paper, and write down what you would like to accomplish for this year in general, and maybe even some more specific goals, but have them written down, because that's a focus. A visual is a focus. Getting it out from our mind into a piece of paper allows for more focus as well. And then before you go to sleep, I invite you to put your attention to those thoughts. We have the bad habit of thinking about all our worries before we fall asleep. And guess what happens? For the 8 hours or however many that we're asleep, our energy field focuses on those worries. Wouldn't it be so much better if we could just focus on our goals and those things that excite us in life? So have that piece of paper next to you, and then look at it before you go to sleep and start thinking about it and put your attention on it and fall asleep with that in mind, and let your body kind of sink into that space, and your mind, as we go into that quieter space in our mind when we're asleep and into those slower brain waves, all our attention will be put towards those goals and those aspirations.
Well said, well said. Excellent advice there. And again, Karina, for those who want to find out maybe more about you and everything that you offer, again, where is it that people can go?
Sure. So let me just remind you, first of all, that we have that special on Facebook. So anybody who's on the radio show or is listening in is welcome to go to Inspired Health Energy Medicine on Facebook and click into that special and get that very deeply discounted price for a coaching session. And my website is another place that has a plethora of information, including some videos, and you can also contact me through that, and that's www.healthawarenesscoach.com. My email is Corina, Corinna, at healthawarenesscoach.com.
Sounds good. Well, Karina, I just want to say thanks again for taking the time out to share some great information today with us and also helping out our audience. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, it's been an amazing time. I thank you so much.
No problem at all. We look forward to next time for sure, and for everyone else out there. Please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear facing, forward facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.